Alrighty, everyone. Let me do something right quick, and then I'm going to open it up with the lines for a couple Q&A. And let's see here. Where's my list? Where did I put them? Quick announcements. Next Saturday, as I mentioned in the middle of the call, Phil and Gloria Offerly. Actually, I didn't mention that, did I? No. Phil and Gloria Offerly will be with us. They were mentioned a couple weeks back when Ruth Lowe was with us, and she talked about the aspect of introducing people to water, nutrition, and salt. Okay? So on that note, Phil and Gloria are the ones that started this, and they use an organic salt, and they're going to give all the details about it next Saturday, so you don't want to miss this. And prior to the call, if I can encourage you, if I could implore you, if I could twist your arm to do this, and I just found out about this yesterday, call Focus on Growth. Dennis and Nancy Bryant have a short little booklet. Phil said it'll take you just a few minutes to read it, that he put together, and it's like $2, and then there's an accompaniment CD that goes with it, an interview that Dave Johnson did with him. He said, Vance, if people will get this before I share on your call, it'll be so much more beneficial for them. So I don't even have the title of the book and the CD, but if you call Focus on Growth and simply say, hey, I need the resources that Phil Offerly put together, just say, Dennis, can you make me a package deal of both of them? And he will, okay? That's the way Dennis and Nancy work. And I know once about 5 or 6 or 10 of you call, then they'll say, wow, why are we getting so many of these? Well, just say Vance told me to call. And Vance said that you could put me a package deal of the CD and the booklet. We're talking a couple bucks here. But they said it would be, Phil's comment was it would be so much more beneficial to have the information so people have an understanding of the benefits of water, nutrition, and sea salt, organic sea salt, and the way they use them to get the body to crave and to get the body to work. But Focus on Growth's phone number, if you don't have it or if you don't want to go on the website, is simply 800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508. And get that, and that will make next week's call that much more beneficial. And let's see, what else? I got a couple other things here written down. I got to read my writing because I was writing and Addie was grabbing my notepad from underneath me, so it's got scribbles all over it. Oh, Kurt's video address. Kurt Foley, President and CEO of Niken. If you have not watched that, please take a few minutes to get an idea of Niken as far as the company, their vision for 2012 and beyond. And it's on the website. It should have been emailed to you. If you didn't get that email, well, I'm sorry, but it's there. Great few minutes of your time. And then something that we are working on is, we all know it's the white elephant or the pink elephant or the black elephant. It's the huge elephant in the middle of the room, and that is our new web system. That, yes, it's kind of, well, it's new. It's different. And it can be a little bit frustrating at times because the way we found things before are not the way they are now. So on that note, I have emailed Dennis Williams requesting that a webcast or even a conference call where we can follow along at our own computers, just some of the little tips and tricks to navigating through and using the website. What I asked of Dennis was simply, would you, can we talk into doing a webcast really, really soon to give us some basic tips on using the new system? You know, what tricks do you use? How to save time becoming proficient? The stuff we need to know and how to do it now. So anyways, that's what I've requested of Dennis. I know that Rick Murphy is doing a Saturday training, and it may even be happening today, or maybe it's next Saturday. But they're doing it at a venue where it'll allow, I guess, 50 portals or 50 computers, 50 laptops, if you want to bring it in, all with Wi-Fi, to tap into it and do it right then. So I will put a request in of Rick as well to, hey, can we do this? It would be great if Niken did it. However, However, Nikin is the corporation. They will look at it from a totally different perspective than those of us in the field. So I would much rather have it, and I know you would agree with me on this, much rather have somebody in the field do it. So on that note, look for that out to be coming soon. And let's see, what else have I got in my notes here? Oh my goodness gracious, it's Karen Thayer's birthday today. Here, let's just do this real quick. Okay, there's still lots of you on the line. So here's my cue. I'll give you a 3-2-1 countdown. And we're all going to sing happy birthday to Karen. Okay?
Ready? Right, cool.
3-2-1. Anyways, you guys, I think that's it for announcements. Have a great, fantastic weekend. I need to get into my day as well as you do. If there's, any questions, any comments?
Yes, question for you, Vance. This is Alan.
Go ahead, Alan.
Diane was trying to order some Nikan stuff two nights ago and could not get into the website. Is there any reason? Were they still down two nights ago?
No, you're... Basically, what happens is it's an ever-changing system. There's little hiccups where they will have to reboot something. Okay, so, and I'm not an IT person.
Right.
This would be better answered by Pam Benson, who is an IT person. I know she's on the line. But if I understood it correctly, that there's corrections that are still being made. They're discovering things that, oh my gosh, how'd we miss that? Like, for example... when you click to enroll somebody, it went into oblivion and said this site temporarily closed. Well, that's not good. So they fixed it. You know, they got it taken care of. But they're just little hiccups and little things that I went to find our auto ship order and I couldn't find it. Then I found it and then it disappeared again. So give it time. Be patient. We, as the microwave society that we are, we want everything instantaneously.
Hey, Vance?
You know, yes?
Two quick things. One is I have a consultant who finally did speak with me, Ken, and for some reason some of the computers need to be rebooted to recognize going into this site.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that maybe you can help me with, I've pretty much figured out how to navigate it. The one thing I cannot find is how to renew somebody.
Oh.
Anybody know how to do that? I have pressed every button.
Does it not have...
renewal. When you go to renewal, it's if you want to generate a report of who needs to be renewed. I will go ahead and email Dennis. Maybe he can help me. I've emailed Distributor Relations, but if anyone on the call knows where that one is, I pretty much figured out most of it, but can't find that.
June, this is Lisa in Everett, Washington, and I had some challenges this week. Maybe we can talk.
Okay. You've got my number, I believe.
Send me an email, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
June, do you have Lisa's email?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I
have... Lisa Blackwell, right?
Yes.
Right.
The one of the neatest things I do like about this system, and I don't want to spend a bunch of time on this, but however... The fact that the alert, after you log in, having all those alerts right there, and I clicked on where it says you have one consultant renewal due in the next 30 days. So what did I do? I picked up the phone, and I called them. Now, I would believe, am I wrong in this, June, this person you were trying to renew, did it not have a kind of in red or whatever, your renewal is coming soon, click here to renew?
Yep. Absolutely, it did. She's a frontline silver of mine, and it did give her that boost that she needed when I used that. And unfortunately, she called me last night and said, I had navigated the whole site. You know, I'm not trying to be negative. She was number 21 online and had to get to work.
Yeah.
And so I spent time, and it's a wonderful, wonderful services there for us. And there's glitches. But, and I did go ahead. There's a place you can email distributor relations. So I immediately emailed them with all of her information and said, you know, we're trying to renew her, so don't drop her.
Yeah.
And so you cover your butt. But just thought I'd ask. And, you know, once again, people are willing to help us out. There are wonderful features on this.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so, all right.
Yeah, I see one of the pictures up there this morning. So you wouldn't have to walk.
You gotta love a live conference call.
Now, there's great stuff out there, Van, and you can utilize it, and it does save time once you figure it out.
Yeah, and that's the key, and it's the challenges of you know,
something new.
Yeah, and if you've had an automatic vehicle for most of your life, but you learned as a teenager how to drive stick. That, and you know, it's been 20, 30 years since you drove stick. Or here, I'll throw a curveball at you. Try this out for size. Try moving to a foreign country and driving a stick and shifting with your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because you're sitting on the right side of the vehicle instead of sitting on the back. Because in Jamaica, like the English, they drive on the other side of the road. So, you know, shifting towards you rather than away from you, with your left hand, it takes a bit of time, and it's going to take us a bit of time. I'm not saying that, you know, we should have this all figured out, and I'm not diminishing that it's going to be challenging, but hey, it's all part of the process, and the thought went through my mind this week that 12 years ago next month, when Stacy and Van went time, we did it without a computer. All the orders were placed on the phone. Every single last one of them. We did not own a computer back then. We just did it. We did everything the old-fashioned way, through the Neat system, through the phone. It was a couple, or shortly thereafter, I think we broke down and bought a computer. So if I can go diamond and pop out two silvers in 1 month and help process all those orders in two different states, three different states. We're in Oregon, and one was in Ohio, one was in Oklahoma. And if we can do that without a computer, who's to say we can't just, you know, give it time. It'll get worked out. I'm not saying we can still sponsor people. It's right there. It's right there growing my business. Click on it. It's all right there. You know, there are other things. So I'm not diminishing those. But give it time.
Hey, Van?
Yes?
This is Paula from California.
Good morning, Paula.
This is proof that I'm pretty much here every Saturday. Here's my question. There was a rumor about this, and then I just received an email from Nick himself yesterday saying they were doing away with our ability to offer discounts on our website.
I don't know anything about that. I mean, not at all. So here's what you can do, Paula, and I know that because I'm not a big website person, I'm trying to dumb it down and just tell people, say, look, at, as Rick Murphy asks, you know, or as people ask when they, you know, when they see what Nikon has to offer, well, you have to make the decision. Do you want it at a discount or do you just want it right now? But I understand your question that, you know, before we could set it up and say, hey, if you use my ID number and go into my site, you can get a 15% discount because
right.
We can set those parameters.
Right.
If it's not available right now, it's something that they're working to put back in there because what Nikon did, and this is something I learned the other day, and I know Jonathan mentioned this on the kickoff call, Nikon went to an outside computer website designing company that designs websites like this for network marketing companies. And this did not happen overnight. This has been literally months in the process of saying, okay, how do we set it up to make it user-friendly for Nikon so that it's still user-friendly for us, but it's also attractive to the common person. So to answer your question, Paula, I don't know. But if you got an email that said at this point or that it's not going to be available, then My recommendation is for people that utilize that and tap into it. Let them know. And as Kurt Foley put in his presidential address, when we speak from the field, they will listen.
And well, here's what it says. It was part of the newsletter where they sent it out to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, it's newsletter at nikan.com, and it says, in keeping with our overall corporate objective to simplify online shopping through the new PWP uses full retail pricing with no discounting to maximize your retail profit.
Okay.
Well, I have discount codes out there. I have material out there, flyers out there with codes for first-time orders, and you know, it appears to me that they just did away with that option.
Yeah, I encourage everybody who uses that to say, I use this option. I want it as part of my business. What are you thinking? Let them know.
How do they take things away and not even ask?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea, because it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, that's the thing. You don't know. Why on earth did they introduce a new water system when the water systems we had were fantastic? Well, when you find out why, you're going, oh, okay, that makes sense. Maybe they're going to, in phase two, launch a system that makes what we had before with that aspect of being able to set those parameters. Maybe a new feature is going to be so much better that we're going to go, okay, now we understand. But the explanation, exactly what you just read, and I read that the other day, it didn't make any sense to me either.
Okay. All right. So, well, I just wanted to mention, in case other people don't know what this is going on.
Yeah. Do yourself and do everyone else a favor. I'm encouraging everybody who's listening right now. Send them an email to Distributor Relations. All the feedback, the email is there. And say, are you guys crazy? Are you nuts? Don't take this away. So...
okay.
And that'll hopefully bring about change.
Thank you, Vance.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vance. Great call.
All righty. Okay, if there's no
God
other
bless.
God bless you too, Justine.
I hope you all have a very happy, prosperous, healthy, and blessed new year.
Yeah, well, we are on track to do that. So, everybody, I will bid you farewell. Have a great weekend. If there's anything I can ever do for you, don't hesitate to email me. Don't hesitate to call me. I am available. That's what we do here as wellness consultants. And if you don't have my contact information, I will give it to you. Area code 503-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. 5683. Email address is B as in Van, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995 at AOL.com. That's VSROGERS 995 at AOL.com. We happy to assist in either way. I prefer phone always. I'm not afraid of the phone. I enjoy talking on the phone, obviously. And so let me know what I can do to help you. Okay, gang.
Happy Sabbath, Ben.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before.
Hey, bye-bye, man. It's Chris and Karen. She's still laughing. Thanks for the birthday wish.
You're very welcome.
Happy New Year, Ben, from Long
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no more singing. Let's not do that. I'm already getting emails, people telling me that was the worst thing I ever did. So, but hey, it's my call. I can do whatever I want, right?
Thanks,
all right,
everybody.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
See you, Ben. Have a good one.